Well, welcome to your announcements. We've just got one big announcement for you for this week, and that is this coming Tuesday, which is January the 17th, we are gonna be having a prayer night at our Wilkinson Road campus starting at 7 p.m. And we would love for you to come out and join us. We're gonna specifically take some time to be praying for the search that we are doing for a new lead pastor. And so if you would like to be a part of that, I encourage you to come out. Once again, that is gonna be Tuesday, January 17th at 7 p.m. at our Wilkinson Road campus. So we'll see you there.
Awesome. Good morning, everyone. If you're able to, invite you to stand with us as we begin to worship. You can kind of see we are a small but mighty team today. So I encourage you to sing out, clap your hands, just kind of add to this. You guys can add to the band a lot today. Awesome. Yeah, let's worship together. Sing, I want to scream it out.
And I wanna scream it out from every mountaintop. Your goodness knows no bounds. Your goodness never stops. Your mercy follows me. Your kindness fills my life. Your love amazes me. Now sing because you are good, and I'll dance because you are good, and I'll shout because you are good. You are good to me, yeah. Nothing and no one comes anywhere close to you. The reflect this truth. And in my darkest night, you shine as bright as day. Your love amazes me. Now sing, because you are good. Now dance, because you are good. Now shout, because you are good. You are good to me. Now sing, because you are good. Now dance, because you are good. Now shout, because you are good. You are good to me. With a cry of praise, my heart will proclaim that you are good. Yes, you are good. In the sun ray, my life celebrates that you are good. Yes, you are good. And with a cry of praise, my life celebrates that you are good. Yes, you are good. And in the sun or rain, my life celebrates that you are good. Yes, you are good. And I'll sing because you are good. Now dance because you are good. Now shout because you are good. You are good to me. And I'll sing because you are good. Now dance because you are good. Now shout because you are good. You are good. You're good to me.
Oh. Yeah. Amen.
Just a moment. This morning, we are here and we are going to be collectively together, both those of you who are online with us and those of you who are here in this room, going to be focusing in on prayer. We're going to be giving you an opportunity to experience some things, to do some things that maybe you've not done before, maybe give you opportunity to consider some things in a new way. There will be song, as we have just done. There will be readings. There's going to be some teaching. There's an app that we're going to encourage, especially you who are at home, but you in the room as well. If you got a bulletin as you came in this morning, some of you are shaking your head. Why are you wanting to use an app? Because we're in this new generation. But it gives folks at home a chance to be able to engage with us. And so if you got a bulletin this morning, you can just take a little picture. Do you know how to do that? You get your camera out and you go over that QR code thing, and all of a sudden something sort of starts to levitate on your phone, and you just click on that, and all of a sudden it will take you to an app, and we'll be using that in a few moments, and we'll see if that's helpful for you or not. There's going to be a chance we're going to do something that we typically do in our smaller gatherings when we pray, for people to possibly call out and give praise and adoration to our God collectively in this room. But we gather this morning from all kinds of different seasons of life. Talking to folks before the service, some of you are coming in, it's been a great week. Some of you, you're not convinced. It's been hard. We've seen just the typical cold stuff knocking people down. We've had challenges to this new year. The new year offers us hope, does it not? But then sometimes the new year is another year. And life can be a challenge. And so when we come and we sing a song like we did at the beginning, there's a bit of a faith element to it. You are good. I believe that, God. It's been a hard week, but you are good. And so as we go through this service, we'll be working through some of those kinds of things. One of the things that, as I was preparing for this morning, I was just reminded, do you realize that we're here at 10 o'clock, and whenever you do sign in to watch the live stream, we've got another service over at our other campus at 11 o'clock, but there are hundreds and thousands and millions of Christians who are gathering, have gathered, and are worshiping this same God that we are worshiping and going to pray to this morning. It's an amazing gift and privilege and opportunity for us to gather with that great cloud of witnesses, if you like, even though we are not in the same space. We're grateful to be able to gather in this space on the unceded land of the Kwangun and Wasanich people. We're grateful to be able to be in this room today for health enough to do that. And as we mentioned last week, we're entering this series in January called Renew. And as Christina said last week, instead of just trying to sit here and do some music and give you a sermon on how to do some of these things, we want to give you an opportunity to enter into them this morning a little bit in practice. Things that will help you in your own private life, your own personal walk with God. We want to, as a community, to enter into the presence of God and hear from Him this morning. Let me read to you this call to worship, and it's inspired by Psalm 1, and then I'll turn it back over to Jake. You, loving God, are the ground of our being and the river of life. You both steady our roots and draw them to seek the living waters. You are like the sunlight, enticing us taller, and like the breeze rustling our leaves. You're with us through hard seasons and summer heat. And in the nights when the winter's frost ice the landscape, your love warms and sustains us. You're everything to us. Oh, let our gratitude be great. Let our praise be plentiful. Let our worship be wonderful. Through Christ Jesus, your ever-living Son. Amen. Let's stand together.
Amen. And just so you know, there's going to be a lot of standing and like maybe some up and down and all that kind of stuff. If standing is like difficult, don't feel like, you know, you have to do it. So as much as you're able to, we invite you to stand and worship and sing with us and stuff. But if you feel like you need to sit, like, yeah, there's no judgment there or anything. Awesome. Let's continue to worship together.
Jesus, you are Lord of all, so let our praise one who is worthy, who is our King, who will come again. Light of the world, everlasting, Jesus, you are Lord of all.
Give life.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. And great are you,
sing that again. You give life.
You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. And great are you, your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, you only. That is broken, and great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out.
All the earth.
And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord.
One more time, all the earth.
Oh, and all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great. No.
Get our hearts and our minds off ourselves, and praise and thanksgiving is one of the greatest ways to do that. To declare who our God is and what He's done. And so right now we're going to enter into an opportunity for you. We've sung it together, but then just to give you an opportunity to out loud, just to declare what you're thankful for about who our God is. What maybe praise item you'd like to just share. Our God is great. He is good. He has done these things. I'm thankful. And you might be sitting there going, I can't speak loud enough for everybody here. That's okay. You could just call it out and the people around you would hear. This might be a little chaotic. This might be a little silent. I'm not sure. You might want to grab that app. I think there's going to be coming up on the screen if we could put it up there right now. There you go. Takes a couple seconds, of course. If you're wanting to, you can just zoom in on that and collect that. And maybe you're just not comfortable speaking out loud, but you'd like to just type in a few things of praise for our God, and it'll show up on the screen. But I just want to stop talking right now and give you an opportunity to declare your praise to God for who He is, what He's done, any things of thanksgiving. Just call it out now, and we'll collectively praise our God together. I'm thankful to God for what? What would it be? Yeah. That's okay. Keep going. We can talk on top of each other. This is the dinner room table. This is community. Go ahead. Amen. Holds us in His hands, yeah. For everything He gives us. I can't repeat them all, but I will a little bit. Keep going. This is great. Thankful to God for health, yeah. To be able to join in worship. His love. That was good, I'm sure. I didn't get it. His faithfulness. We're going to sing that in just a minute. Thanks for that. And His grace. His grace. What else? Mercy. Salvation. Wisdom. Oh, yeah. Oh, He never leaves us. His patience. Thank you. Yeah. Provision. I think that was forgiveness. If it wasn't, that's a good one too, whatever you said over there. Isn't this great? Praise our God together. Great is Thy faithfulness. It was said over here. Could you lead us in that, Jake, please?
Great is Thy faithfulness. And great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not.
thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Time and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings, O mine, with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto
Well, you may be seated. Kids, it's been great having you with us this morning. Shiloh's at the back, and I know you'll be discovering some of the similar truths that we will be talking about here in this room. When we begin to get a greater glimpse of who our God is, as we just sang there in that song, we begin to understand His mercy in a greater way. His forgiveness. You see, we have a God who is transcendent and yet came down and was with us. Last week we celebrated around the Lord's table. He came to give His life for us that we might discover and live the life that he's called us to. We've also talked, and we recognize as we understand who he is that we need to come to him, and there's some things in our lives probably need to change that don't quite line up with who this God is. And he calls us into this word of repentance. This idea of turning from our way to his way. To the truths of who he is, to the things that he calls us to. Now, repentance is a decisive change in direction. It's a change of the mind. It's a change of our thinking that leads us to a change of attitude, that leads to a change of feeling, that leads to a change of values, that leads to a change in the way that you and I live. That's a lot to expect from a word. Repent. But it's an all-encompassing thing. You see, we have a God who is a restorative, restoring God. Who, when he looked down on this world and saw the struggles of this world, his heart was actually broken over it. And so then came and gave his life for it. Why? That we might be restored. That we might in some way see this need and this opportunity to repent. But the posture of this is critical. In Luke chapter 18, verses 9, I'm going to be sharing a number of scriptures with you. There's pens and papers. If these things are helpful, feel free to just sketch those down. In Luke chapter 18, it says, to some who were confident in their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I'm not like other people. Thankful that I'm not like other people. He defines it, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, even like that tax collector. Glad I'm better than everybody else. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all I get. Look at me. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but he beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. What is our posture? Do we look around and go, well, I'm better than this, and sort of start making up this chart to hand to God? Or we go, you know, God, I need your mercy. I need your grace. I need your forgiveness. I need you. Now, there's great beauty and power in confession and repentance, and it can be hard. But I want to remind you that God is the God of restoration. He wants to restore us. Micah chapter 7 talks about how God delights to show mercy. It makes his day, if you like, when we come to him and we say, God, we need you. God, have mercy on me. God, forgive me. God, I need your grace. He delights to show mercy. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, right around verse 10, Paul talks about the difference between a godly sorrow and a worldly sorrow. And this is so important because when you come to this posture of repentance, of submission to our God, it's important that we know the difference between a godly sorrow and a worldly sorrow. And Paul says that the worldly sorrow leads to death. The godly sorrow leads to salvation. It leads to life. God is not here in this moment, in this section, in this sort of space of repentance and wanting to heap shame down upon you. That is not our God. He bore that on the cross. He's wanting to restore you. It's such good news. The psalmist regularly talked about how God, when we come to him in humility and surrender, hurls our sins as far as the east is from the west. Like there's hurls them into the in the lakes. I mean, he just doesn't bring them back. He forgives us and wants to restore us. And so I just want to give you a few moments in silence to maybe consider that. There's some paper there, there's a pen. There's actually a list of 22 questions that John Wesley and his group used to go over just to kind of remind themselves, how am I doing before God? And some people find these kinds of things super helpful. I'll just leave that with you. You could use this. But I just encourage you at this moment, this is going to be a chance for just self-reflection. You can take that piece of paper. You could maybe just jot down some things that you just want to give back to God. You need his forgiveness. You need his grace. You've been going one direction and you realize, no, I want to go this direction. Maybe you jot those things down. Maybe this is a chance, and if you're wanting to, there's a cross at the back. There's a cross at the front with a basket. These are things that you could jot down, and then, you know, if you're wanting, you could come up. You could literally rip it in half, drop it in there, and just recognize God's got that. He's restoring me. So I'm just going to give you some space. If you want to get up and do that, you're welcome to. If you just want to do that in your own time, in your own seat, I encourage you to do that. from my experience, it can be pretty easy to end up becoming that religious person in that parable. I can start looking around and I just start feeling all good about myself and comparing myself to others and not walking in humility before my God, experiencing His amazing love. And so those questions might be helpful for you. I want us to do a reading together. This is a reading that I came across from a group of Christians in Romania who have not always had it as easy as we've had it. We're so blessed to be able to gather as we do. And that's not true of everybody. But this group of Christians in Romania used to together recite this thing called We Are Repenters. And I've shared bits and pieces of it at different points in sermons, but I'd like us to declare it out loud together, but also separate. How's that for confusing? So what we're going to do is we're going to have sections, all right? So we're going to have the left side of the room, which is your side, which is really hard for me because when I'm standing here, you're the right side. But you're going to start reading this together. It's going to come on the screen, and then the next couple of lines, we'll have this side of the room read it. And let's reflect upon this concept of our repentance, of our turning to our God, all right? And so I'll lead us off. Yeah, if we could have the first section, please. So the left side together, we repent of living for ourselves and commit to trading our personal kingdom agendas for the kingdom agenda of Jesus Christ. We repent of making God out to be more like us and ask God to change our hearts and make us more like Him. We repent of our silly attempts to justify ourselves before God, trying to make ourselves pleasing to Him through our own efforts, and ask Him to save and sustain us in His unwavering grace and help us to rest in Christ's work on our behalf. We repent of our hypocrisy and self-righteousness and ask God to deliver us from double-mindedness and help us seek His righteousness above all. We repent of valuing most what other people think and ask God to help us value most what He thinks. We repent of withholding areas of our life from God's command and ask God to invade and overcome every part of us, our hopes, our desires, our dreams, our thoughts, our actions, and show us how to love Him and love others from a whole heart. We repent of seeking a life of ease and comfort and ask God for the courage to pick up our cross and follow Christ no matter what. We repent of all the good things we have failed to do and ask God to open our eyes to the opportunities to shine His light in a dark world. We repent of serving ourselves and our own interests and ask God to empower us to serve others in the name of His Son. And together, we repent of taking pride in our own repentance and ask God to remind us that salvation is the gift of God through His grace, which humbles us before the cross. So as we go through times of prayer together, we can come before our God and praise and adore and understand in a greater way who He is. And as we do that, it draws us in to recognize His grace towards us and that need to repent, to turn from, to turn to. Now, our God also taught us, Jesus taught us, that we are to come to our God for our daily needs. He calls us to come to Him with those things that are causing our heart to break. The desires of our heart, if you like. And the A in the acronym of prayer is to ask. We're invited to boldly ask for God's kingdom to come, for His will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And Jesus demonstrated that. He prayed for many people. He demonstrated it in His own life. Healed the sick, freed the people from bondage, brought people from all different parts of society and socioeconomic levels and brought them in and called them family. And we can boldly come before our God with our requests, knowing that He hears us. Luke chapter 11, verses 9 through 13, Jesus said, "So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened." So let's ask. Let's come to Him. And so I'm going to just sort of lead us with some prompts of some things that we can be asking God for. This is a little bit more in a corporate sense, if you like. When you're on your own, there may be more specific things that you'd be praying for. But I'm just going to lead us. And you know what? In your heart, for God, you can pray for whatever you want. But I'm just going to give you some thoughts, if that's helpful. All right, you might want to actually turn to someone maybe you came with. Maybe that's a space you'd like to be in, just be praying with the person you came with. That would be beautiful as well. And so, God, we come to You now. You're the God of healing, the God of restoring. And there are people in our church, in our broader community, in our family who are in need of physical, emotional, and spiritual healing. And amongst yourselves, to yourself, pray to God for those people. There's someone who just keeps coming to your mind right now and you don't know why. Just pray to God. Just bring that person to God. Maybe within your family, there's some challenge. Maybe it's career. Maybe it's relationally. Maybe it's been hurt and it's brought division. Bring that to our God. Maybe you have children or parents or siblings who have walked away from God or have just rejected it altogether. Pray about that. love our neighbor, our coworker, and our enemy. Pray for them. Called to pray for those who govern us. And we pray for them, municipal, provincial, national. Pray for our leaders. Pray for this church, for leaders in this church, for the congregation, us as a people, for direction as we look for a new lead pastor. Just as we as individuals are to love our neighbors, so we are as a church. God, might our neighbors in this community be blessed with our presence. Might we know what it is to serve them. Might we know what it is to serve up at Prosser Road Development, just kitty corner to our campus in the peninsula. Lord, there's opportunity coming there. Give us wisdom. Could you pray for those things? Jesus walked on this earth, he was accused of being a friend of sinners. Pray that we as a church might face that same accusation. Thank you, God, for hearing these prayers, and we're asking that your kingdom would come, that your will would be done, that we might discover what it is to have the life that you have called us to. And so we surrender our lives to you. We come to you as we have, in humility, in adoration, in repentance, and in request, God, in asking, calling to you. Thank you, God. We want to honor you now as we sing and as we give our financial gift to you. This form of our stewardship, this form of our appreciation and gratitude for you and all that you've done. We give this offering and the words of this song to you, God, our King. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together, please, and worship through giving and through singing.
Sing, let the word of Christ my Savior.
Let the word of Christ my Savior dwell in me today. May his goodness be reflected in all I do and say. Let the wisdom of my Father be the light upon my way. May his Spirit always guide me, I am willing to obey. Let the love of Jesus fill me, like water fills the sea. Let my whole life be a mirror of the mercy shown to me. Let the peace of God, my Father, rule in everything, that I might learn to trust Him and enjoy your sorrowing. Oh, this is my prayer to the King. He is worthy of glory, the best that I can bring. Oh, this is my prayer to the King. My life for His glory, my call and my creed. This is my prayer to the King. I run the race before me, strong until the end. I will keep my eyes on Jesus and run the race to win. May His beauty rest upon me as I seek to win the lost. May I be a faithful servant to the message of the cross. And this is my prayer to the King. He is worthy of glory, the best that I can bring. Oh, this is my prayer to the King. My life for His glory, my call and my creed. This is my prayer to the King. He is worthy of glory, the best that I can bring. Oh, this is my prayer to the King. For His glory, my call and my creed. This is my prayer to the King.
So that brings us to the why of pray, which is yielding, which is what we have just sung, right? And I just want to give you a moment just to stand here in silence and maybe practice something. It's a little physical. It's not overly physical. That sounds dumb. But I mentioned earlier on, there's a posture that is just so important. And sometimes physically making a posture can be helpful. And when we come to the yield portion, if you like, of prayer, of our lives, this can be helpful for some, they found over time, this idea of palms down and palms up. And some of you are looking at me going, I don't understand. That's all right, that's why I'm here. Palms down is sort of this idea that, you know what, there's some things in my life that I've been holding on to, but I actually need to let go of them. And until I turn my palms over and let go of them, I can't do that. But then I want to then do palms up and go, God, I want to receive whatever it is you have for me today, this week, next year, you know, I don't know. But it starts today. And so I just want to give you a moment. And what some people find in this moment is that they find themselves kind of going back and forth because they're in the posture of receiving from God and just surrendering and yielding to Him. And then something will come to mind that they realize, wow, that hasn't been. And so they'll turn over and they'll drop that. And then they'll go back. And so this may seem weird to some of you. That's okay. To some it will be significant, and that's great too. So let's just take a couple of minutes, physically, palms down, palms up, release to God, surrender to Him.
Faithful servant to the message of the cross.
Want to give and you weren't prepared for the offering plates as they went by? We have the Connect desk at the back, the giving station. You're welcome to go and see Loretta there after the service. You may have those pieces of paper that you were jotting some things down on, and you want to just, in that symbolic way, surrender them to God. Feel free to drop them in these baskets. They'll just be there. They're at Jesus' feet. He's got it. I just want to conclude. Oh, there will also be people up front who would be happy to pray with you if you've got something that's just weighing you down. Let me conclude by reading this promise of our God from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, a familiar benediction to many of us. Now to him who is able to do more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. God bless you as you go with him. It's been wonderful being with you today.
was just all together. For whatever reason, in my brain, I just thought I saw those as like